What I really hope is that, you know, when that day comes, it's not going to be director of Manchurian Candidate dies, you know?
John Frankenheimer, the director of such films as 7 Days in May, Birdman of Alcatraz, Black Sunday, and The Manchurian Candidate, died today. He was 72. Born and raised in New York, the legendary director started his career in television news. He worked with Edward R. Murrow on Person to Person and on the historical news show You Are There. Frankenheimer went on to spend 16 years directing more than 150 live television dramas, earning 5 Emmy nominations during what is considered the golden age of television. He told NPR TV provided an outlet for his darker vision of human nature.
I have never been the most trusting person in the world, and this business hasn't helped that. I don't want to get into too many personal things on this radio program, but I think that I've always been somebody that lived a lot of my life in a fantasy world. And if I hadn't been a movie director or a television director, God knows what I would have turned out to be.
In 1960, Frankenheimer moved on to filmmaking, and within 2 years, critics considered him among the most promising young movie directors in Hollywood. In 1962, he made the acclaimed prison film Birdman of Alcatraz and the political thriller The Manchurian Candidate, featuring a chilling performance by Angela Lansbury.
I told them to build me an assassin. I wanted a killer from a world filled with killers, and they chose you. Because they thought it would bind me closer to them. But now we have come almost to the end. One last step. And then when I take power, they will be pulled down and ground into dirt for what they did to you. And what they did in so contemptuously underestimating me.
The Manchurian Candidate slowly disappeared from theaters following the assassination of President John Kennedy. Years later, Frankenheimer drove Robert Kennedy to the Ambassador Hotel the night of his assassination. It was a devastating blow for the director, who fell into alcoholism. In more recent years, Frankenheimer directed award-winning films for cable television and less successful action thrillers for the big screen, such as The Island of Dr. Moreau, Ronin, and Reindeer Games. In November, Frankenheimer is expected to be inducted into the Television Hall of Fame. Director John Frankenheimer died today in Los Angeles at the age of 72.